From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump has rejected talks with the Taliban insurgency in the wake of a series of deadly attacks in Afghanistan that have killed and wounded hundreds. Mr. Trump spoke ahead of a meeting of the UN Security Council members Monday at the White House.
I don't see any talking taking place. I don't think we're prepared to talk right now. It's a whole different fight over there.
Mr. Trump deplored recent attacks, including Saturday's vehicle blast in the heart of Kabul that killed more than 100 and wounded at least twice that many.
They're killing people left and right. Innocent people are being killed left and right, bombing in the middle of children, in the middle of families, bombing, killing all over Afghanistan. So we don't want to talk with the Taliban.
Mr. Trump, who outlined a new South Asia policy last August, including deployment of additional U.S. troops, pledged to finish what we have to finish. Michael Kugelman, South Asia expert at the Woodrow Wilson Center, said Mr. Trump's position is the right one.
I don't think that the U.S. government could conceivably agree to meet with an organization that has staged the level of savagery that we've seen with the Taliban over the last few days, where the Taliban has essentially gone after civilians and happily claimed credit for it.
Afghanistan's U.N. ambassador told Reuters that fighting needed to continue against certain elements of the Taliban, but he said there are reconcilable elements of the insurgency who are in touch with his government and are engaged in talks. Mali's president, Ibrahim Boubacar Keita, has declared 3 days of national mourning for dozens killed over the past week in several attacks in central Mali. Nearly 20 Malian soldiers were killed in two separate attacks over the weekend, while at least 26 civilians died Thursday when their vehicle detonated a landmine. This is VOA News.